I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Two explosions went off yesterday in Kazakhstan, killing one man who reportedly was a suicide bomber. The attacks come just weeks after the nation announced two restrictive religion laws. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says it's still unclear if the attacks were a response to the laws, but there have been threats in the last week from extremists if the laws weren't repealed. But the effect could actually be further tightening, which would affect Christians too. Pray they'd be a light regardless. And prisons in Zimbabwe are inhumane at best. Facilities cram thousands of starving inmates together, but Biblica has been bringing hope. Because prisoners need to experience the freedom that comes from knowing Christ, Biblica Zimbabwe plans to partner with church groups to share the gospel message with 1,000 prisoners using the booklet Hope for Prisoners in Shona. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Join in missions-focused discussion at our Facebook page. There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.